Unit 2. Exercise 12.
So, as you know, most smartphones these days are GPS enabled, so their location can be monitored. This is useful for navigation and mapping or tracking your workforce. But for us, as retailers, if we know where someone and their smartphone are, we can figure out which businesses and services they're near. If we also know what the user likes or dislikes, we can show or recommend places to them on their smartphone screen. This is known as geo-marketing.
So if, for example, I sold high-quality pizza and the customer was registered somewhere as a pizza lover, then my shop would show up on their smartphone map?
Yes, that's correct.
Cool. So how does that work then?
Well, the location of the mobile device is calculated by timing signals sent by satellites to the mobile device. Its distance from the satellite can be calculated by the transit time of the signal. Compare the distance from three satellites and you can calculate the actual location of the device to within about 16 meters. Okay so far?
Yes.
So, if the mobile provider or another service provider has a database of information detailing what the customer is interested in, perhaps this is a service the customer subscribes and inputs to, then we mash up that data with the location of the device and look at which retail outlets, hotels, restaurants, etc. the device owner may want to know about. The GPS locations of those can be shown on a map of the local area displayed on the device screen. And the user can go to them if they wish.
That sounds great. Where do I sign up?